From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to have your company once again around the Word of God. I was preaching all last week in Ballymena Free Presbyterian Church, and it was a pleasure to meet many who tune in to our Monday programs. Greetings to you all who tune in up there in Ballymena, and of course, to the Reverend John Greer. This morning, we will continue our study of John chapter 9. We will be looking at verses 8 to 12 and what they tell us about the healing of the man born blind. A little reminder of our program this evening at 9 o'clock. I will play another extract from the new sermon, Seven Blessings Which Follow a Visit by Christ. It's based on Mark chapter 2 verses 1 to 13. We're offering free copies of this sermon tape to anyone who contacts us. And I will also be continuing our study of Job chapter 25, verse 4. Please join me at 9 o'clock tonight. Here is the hymn, To God Be the Glory. Be ready to turn to John chapter 9, the verses 8 to 12, after we listen to it.
Thank you.
Please turn with me now to John, the chapter 9, and it's the verses 8 to 12. This is the second part of our study of the healing of the man who was born blind. As we return to this passage of Scripture with its record of this wonderful miracle, I wish you to notice an incidental item of evidence of the divine origins of the Scripture. By incidental, I mean an evidence that is lying casually on the surface of this account of the man's healing. When the man is asked, after his sight has been restored, as to how it happened, he replies, "A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight." Verse 11. Earlier in the chapter, we are told how the Saviour made the clay. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Verse 6. But the blind man would not have seen that particular action. He would only have become aware of the nature of the substance rubbed on his eyes after his sight was restored. One of the first things he would have seen was the clay on his fingers as a result of his washing in the pool of Siloam. How the clay was made, he would not have known. Such a tiny detail would have been overlooked were this merely an account by a human hand. But we see the hand of God at work here in recording this information in this manner. Consider also the first place the healed man went. He went home. The word neighbours indicates that those that lived round him were among the very first to see him healed. There is a divine principle here that we should note. The first ones to hear of what God has done for us ought to be those who have known us best. To go amongst strangers and tell of the mercy of God may well be greeted with utter unbelief. But to show those who have known him since he was an infant, and who would have known that he had been blind all his days, is to put the matter of his healing to a public test. If they could not discover any deceit, then the whole world could accept the testimony of the man. That is why the Saviour told his disciples to begin preaching the gospel in Jerusalem before they then ventured into all the world. If it passed the test of Jerusalem's examination, then the world could safely accept the message as true and genuine. Note the astonishment of his neighbours at the miracle that had been wrought. Verses 8 and 9 show us that the neighbours found it hard to take it in that the blind man had been healed. They even wondered if it was truly the man that they had known all his life. The neighbours, therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." How reluctant man is to believe in the power of God. When people profess faith in Christ and speak of God opening their eyes to their lost and sinful condition and to the mercy and love of God in Christ, their words are scoffed at and their conversion dismissed as a delusion. But just as this man immediately gave evidence that he could really see, so true converts to Christ will immediately show evidence of the change that has been wrought in their hearts and lives. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17. The passing of the old ways of sin and the beginning of a new life of holiness are proof enough of the grace of God having saved a sinner. The change in the man arouses interest in how the change came about. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? Verse 10. The answer given by the man is a model answer for every Christian to note. The former blind man first of all named his benefactor. He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus. Verse 11. Never be ashamed of giving to Christ all the glory for the change that his salvation has made in your life, Christian. The blind man faithfully reports the instructions given to him by the Savior. Again, this is a most important aspect of testifying of Christ. Tell his words, and only his words. Set before your friends, if you're converted, the words of Christ in the gospel. Please note in closing that this man did not know where Jesus was. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. Verse 12. He had much yet to learn about the Savior. His physical eyes had been opened, but the eyes of his soul were yet unopened. Please remember that we were all born blind regarding God and our own sinful state. We need our eyes open to our lost and sinful condition by the grace of God. Only the Savior can work this miracle of salvation. Call on him today. More about this portion next week. Join me then. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.